Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hasbinallah ve ni'mel vekil. Ve la havle ve la kuvvete illa billahi aliyyil azim. Medet ya seyyidi sultanı ve evliya medet. We are asking support from our Sheikh to say something. That inshallah will benefit you, me, and everyone who's listening, who's going to listen. If we take what is coming, we will benefit. If not, it comes and goes, and the life passes. And people, they finish their life and they come to judgment place empty-handed. If we are taking what is now, what is coming, and applying it to our life, and we are trying to live according to that, that time we are the winner. Not only to listen, to hear, and to go on your way again. No. The sohbet is not for that. But again, tarikat, we are saying, no force. Allah saying to His Prophet, no force. You are not, I have not sent you to be oppressor or to be the one putting force on them. Your duty just to say to them, Ya Muhammad, whoever is around you, from your wives to your family, just say to them. That was his job. To your children. They accept you. They live according the way that you say. They are the winner. They don't, leave it to me. So we must take lesson from the history that it passed before us, and we are not the first nations on the earth. We are the last one. And we are the last one or the last nation of the Muhammad Aleyhisselatü Vesselam. We reach to ahir of ahir zaman. We reach to end of the times. Running to build new worlds, impossible. No one is going to be able anymore to build new worlds. Build yourself. We must run to build ourselves day and night, 24 hours a day if it's necessary. Because what is coming, it is worse than the flood of Nuh alayhi salam. What is waiting for this mankind, what is preparing to happen, it is worse than what had happened to Prophet Nuh alayhi salam time. Just one wind came in our area. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We must take lesson for the things that is happening. If we don't take lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us a lesson to somebody else. We must take lesson. Just one wind came, one air came, brought some water. It rained only one day. It flooded it the whole northeast. What will happen if it continues 3 days or 3 months? People that they were looking and saying, this is impossible, became possible from their eyes. It reached and it covered the whole trees. How many feet? 30, 40 feet high. Trees that cover inside the water. The man is driving, going to his work, bringing something. All of a sudden, the road disappears from him. and he falls inside the water and he takes them. This has happened to us in our area, in our town. This is what happened to us. We're not taking lesson. We're still with our own egoistic problems. Then we have a problem. We have a big problem. Because we're not understanding the big signs that Allah is showing to us now. The sign that is coming, Allah is showing to us. And He's making us to live through. And He's making us to come out from that complete clean. Alhamdulillah, nothing happened to us. Everything around flooded, nothing happened here. We're still arrogant and ignorant in so many things. The big one is waiting. The fire is coming this time. This is just a sign to us, showing to us and to all these people and all mankind, if anybody takes lesson from it. Doesn't have to be the flood of Nuh alayhi salam that we are talking all the time. Has to be taking the whole world. This is our world, and it happened to our world. The flood of Nuh alayhi salam, it happened to us. We went through. Don't be. We should not be like the children of Israel. That when Musa alayhi salam took them out of the bondage, out of the slavery, he's putting his life, he's leaving everything that he was running for him. Musa alayhi salam was the next one coming to sitting on the throne of the Firaun. Are you waking up or are you sleeping? He had the right to say also, let me just wait until this Firaun dies and I'll sit here on this throne. And I will rule as my Lord wants it. He could have said that. He didn't. He took his nation out. He took those arrogant ones out from that slavery. Bring them out for safety. Soon as they were out in safety, they uprise against him. He looked at them, he opened his hand, saying, Ya Rabbi, what kind of creatures are these? That they were suffering thousands of years. If it's not thousands, hundreds of years. They were under this slavery. Soon as you give permission to them to come out, with my leadership, they are rising against you again. They want this. Miracles start happening in front of them. As soon as miracle finishes, they uprise again. Non-stop. Yes. This is what happened to them. This is what's happening to so many Muslims. We are not realizing what's happening around us. We are just letting things to go and pass, and it just happened, and it passed. Yes. It happened, and it passed, us. But we're still carrying this life, this breath in here, in our body. We don't know what is waiting in front of us. None of us. Leave your egoistic problems. Become servant to Allah. Think on that one. Because the world is running on top speed. Whatever that Holy Prophet ﷺ had showing to us, had said to us, we are running top speed to fulfill that. And we have job to do. We are not only trying to escape from this what is coming. But we all have job to do. Every one of us have job to do. If we are fulfilling that, then we are the winner. If we are not, we're going to be the loser. we're going to lose what is waiting for us, what has prepared for us, what Allah and His Prophet is preparing for us, no man have ever seen and can ever dream of it. If you want to let that to go, it's okay. Live comfortable life, run after whatever your ego wants, live according to your ego, say I want this and I want that and I like this and I don't like that, but we will lose that. We will lose what is prepared for us. Inshallah Rahman. I will not be that one. I am trying my best with you, with myself. I have responsibilities to myself, to use, to the whole world, to my Sheikh, to my Prophet, to my Lord. I'm going to carry it, inshallah, whatever it takes. Before I give this life, inshallah, I will try to give it clean. And as I always say, when the angel of death comes to me, I want to go out with a smile, not by word, but really to say, I did my part, Ya Rabbi. I tried my best, and this much I can do. Take it easy. So, inshallah, you will be all around too. If not, it is your problem. It is something wrong somewhere. Something wrong somewhere. You must find that. You must fix that wrong. Don't forget, this life is giving to us. And this life is giving to us not to spend in the way that we want it. It's giving to us to spend in the way that our Lord wants it. We must look at our actions, our work, our intention. You must check everything. At the same time, we all have the freedom to live as we like in this world. But, as I said earlier, we don't have freedom to bring our problems to others. That freedom is not given to us. We have permission and duty to carry, if it's necessary, other people's burdens. Not to go around to putting burden to people. That is not permitted to us. We must look carefully and we must do those things carefully. Everyone has obligations, and everyone has obligations to treat each other properly, with proper manner. Proper manner. Everyone has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everyone in divine presence has a value. And it is a duty to every one of us to treat each other with that value. If the person has no respect to himself or to herself, disconnect yourself from that one. You don't have to stand there, argue or fight or do anything. If the person doesn't have respect to himself, you cannot do anything about it. You must have respect to yourself. And when you have respect, when you're respecting to yourself, then that time you have the right to demand respect from others. You have that right. You have to respect. Respecting yourself, you have to respect others' borders, the other people's space. You have to respect that if you are demanding respect. So, this is what tariqat is teaching us. People without tariqat, they cannot do that. It's not possible. This is what tariqat is teaching us. To accept and to be able to live with the things that is unlike to us. Unlikeness. We're not liking it. but to be bear it and to be able to live with it. This is what tarikat is teaching us. This is what the whole secrets of the tarikat. To say that this person put there, not with my will, not with his will, with the will of Allah. Not to look to that one or this one, to say, this is what happened. With the will of Allah. And I am accepting it. This is what we have to do. This is what how we have to live. These words are for you and for me. You can say whatever you want. You can take it any way you want. You can say, I heard that before too. But that's what you're going to hear. That's what tarikat is. Tarikat is teaching us how to live. Tarikat is teaching us how to live according to the laws of Allah and His Prophet. Not how to live according to the laws of the secular systems. Not how to live the way that we brought up from here and from there. Not how to live that we learned from television, from the secular schools. How to live according the way Allah and His Prophet wants us to live. That's what tarikat is teaching us. If we want that, this is what tarikat is offering. If we learn how to live with that, our life, dunya, becomes paradise. Ahiret becomes paradise. If we don't learn how to live with that, whatever paradise you are building yourself in this world, that's what you will find there. It's nothing else. Because we are not accepting what Allah is putting us. So Allah will say to us, this is what you brought to yourself. This is what you live with. So, tarikat is submission. Submission to a sheikh, it is not to question the sheikh, what he does and how he does, where he goes, when he goes, when he comes, why he does. That's not the duty of the murid. The murid may sit and think to say, Sheikh went to this place. I am wondering why. Inshallah, that will open to me. That what he is experiencing, what he is going, what he is running for, what he is trying to do. Sheikh is doing this job. Why he is doing that job? Not for you to go to say to him, why you are doing this. You may sit to think, to take lesson from it, to understand, to apply to your life. If we do that, we will become a winner. If we don't do that, we have seen through the history, I was reading through the history books, that there was times that there was sheikhs, and there was murids that they were following the sheikhs, and they have seen so many miracles, and they have reached to certain stations, they did so many things, and they turn around and they became disobedient to those sheikhs. I was reading that on the history books. But now I am experiencing that. I am watching what's happening around me, around Sheikh Mawlana, around in this world. I'm watching. So many times I'm playing around like I'm not watching nothing, I'm just sleeping. But I'm watching every word everyone's saying. So many times I close my ears that I don't hear. But I'm hearing everything, all those. And I'm watching, and I was surprised that time, saying, how these people, they did this. Yes, in their time, there was people follow them. And up till now, there is people following them. Maybe you didn't know, now you will know, maybe. Abdul Qadir Geylani, Qaddesallahu Sirru. His murid was Ibn Taymiyyah. Ibn Taymiyyah was his murid. He learned great lesson from him. Yes. But the time came and he pulled his own way. And he opened his own understanding in Islam. And up till now, thousands, millions, they are following him. His name is still up. But he is disconnected from Abdul Qadir Geylani. He is not connected with him. And anyone who's following his ideologies, is Akida. You know where are they leading them? Don't you know? To Wahhabism, nothing else. His name is still up. It may stand still up until the time of Mahdi. Mahdi will bring end all those wrong things. So, we must hold on tightly to the things that we have. We must understand first the value what we have. When we understand the value, then we'll be able to hold on tightly. If you don't understand the value, then you must look for valuable thing. If you are thinking that your sheikh is not valuable one, you must run to find that valuable one. Don't spend your time, nothing around to say that you are spending your time. It's going away. The time is running, flying. We just make Maghrib prayer. We close, we finish the day today. Whatever we did today stays in that book. Still, it's finished. We just make the Janazah prayer of Kahibin. Salatu Janazah. One day, they're going to make that to us. Somewhere, some guru is still going to say Salatu Janazah of Kahibin. And they're going to make that prayer for us. If nobody is going to make prayer for us, someday, one day, somebody is going to make it. Don't forget. We are making it now to somebody else. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe 1 week later. Maybe 1 month. Maybe 1 year. But it's very short time. We don't have that long time. Somebody is going to make that prayer for us. We must be ready for it. And only way to be ready for us to be submitting ourselves to our Lord. Tariqat is not bringing anything new, what Shariat is saying also. No. Whatever the Shariat is ordering, Shariat, the laws of Allah, whatever is ordering, Tariqat is teaching us to go all the way down deep. And Shariat is Islam. Don't make mistakes. There is a big war going on in this world. All the wars, they're leading back to Islam, to Sharia, nothing else. Capitalism is fighting against Islam. Communism fighting against Islam. This is what they're trying to bring. This is what they're trying to bring end to Islam. And they're using the foolish Muslims to think that they are moderating Islam according to their ego and doing all kinds of foolish things under the name of meditation and this and that and bringing all kinds of foolish ideas to Islam and thinking we are in Islam still. But that's what Ibn Taymiyyah was thinking. That's what Abdullah bin Wahhab was thinking. That's what all those ones they were thinking. But they are already out. So this is the hadith, Holy Prophet saying, alayhi salatu wasalam, in ahir zaman especially, the people, they come to Islam. They enter from one side and they come out from the other side. They're already out of Islam. It's like the arrow coming and entering to an animal from one side and coming from the other side. But they still claiming and thinking that they are the number one and the best one in the Islam. But they already out of Islam. If they are not holding on tightly to the traditions and to the orders and to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what the Prophet brought to them, they're going to be out. The sunnah of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is not only putting a turban on your head. The sunnah of Prophet alayhi wasalam is not putting only a beard and to wearing a jubbah. So many doing that, but when they are entering to a public areas in America and that, they're changing their clothes right away anyway. So it's not a complete, sincere, and steady sunnah. It's not. The lifestyle of the Prophet is the sunnah. How he was living, what he was doing, how he was doing. No man on earth ever came, ever is going to come, that live better life, the best life on earth, better than the Prophet ﷺ. No man. There is no guide on this earth came ever better guide than the Prophet ﷺ. So we don't need any guide. We need only Prophet ﷺ. But we cannot just say we reach to Holy Prophet. Then we have our guide, we have our Sheikh. Sheikh Mevlana. Qaddas Allahu sirruh. May Allah give him long life, as he like. We have that guide in front of us. And I am trying to put my life 100% in the lifestyle that he is living. Not running for the wealth or for the what the world is offering to me, no. But what he's saying to me is obligation to me. That I accept as an obligation. What he gives to me, I take it as an obligation. Nobody should make any mistake now to know that if I'm doing something, I am just doing not for my ego. What my Sheikh says, that's what I'm going to do. Inshallah, that's what I did up till now. Inshallah, that's what I'm intending to do up till now and after now. I'm not intending to change for anything, for anyone. No one in this world I'm going to change it for the orders and the laws of Sheikh Mevlana. I will change my children, my wives, my this, I'll change everything. I will not change that. Everyone should know that. Everyone should know and to be comfortable under. That time you'll be comfortable. So if you have doubt with yourself, that time you'll have doubt with me and with the Sheikh Mevlana. If you don't have doubt with yourself, then if you are sincere, then you will understand that time, yes, I am trustworthy one. I have not cheated anybody up till now and fooled anybody up till now. And I'm not intending to do that. So, inshallah, some of you may say, why I'm saying this, some of you know why I'm saying this. Take a lesson to yourself. And this is how it is. This is how it's going to stay. Inshallah Rahman, we are servants. I am not claiming anything. I'm just a servant. Sheikh Mevlana told me to speak, and I'm speaking. If he says to me, don't speak, I will stop speaking. I'm not running to be a sheikh. I'm not running to be a master. I'm not running to teaching this and that. No. I say, what's coming to me, you take it, you will win for yourself. You don't take it, live as you like. Ve min Allahu tevfik ve hürmetil habib ve hürmetil fatih.